Quarterback Michael Vick of the Atlanta Falcons filed his plea agreement in federal court yesterday. He admitted that since 2001 he has funded a dogfighting and gambling operation in Virginia on his property. He also admitted aiding in the execution of dogs that didn't perform well in those fights. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has suspended Michael Vick indefinitely. We're joined now by our friend Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com and ESPN the magazine. Howard, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
You wrote a very complete dispatch about all that he admitted to and suggest that he's agreed to rat out everybody else in the operation and that this is important to the government.
Well, he has, and I think that what's very interesting about this story is that the federal government has decided that, once again, that vengeance is not, they're not in the vengeance business, mm-hmm. that they've decided that if Michael Vick can be a compelling witness for them, if he can be a source of information for them, that it's more important than handing down a long prison sentence. There's an outside chance that he may do a year or less, even though it seemed that people really, at least the public from my perspective, really wanted this story to end with him doing real time.
To read the accounts, and I think this is hard for everybody, that he personally participated in the execution of dogs. Can someone like that play in front of a crowd again?
It's a great question, and I think that the answer is yes. I think that the answer is yes because, Scott, I'm telling you, you would be surprised, very, very surprised by the number of people. At least in my emails, I've gotten at least 1,000 to 1,500 emails over the last 72 hours. And there is a percentage of people that don't understand what the big deal is. They really don't. I think that yesterday I got an amazing amount of email from people who think that this is complete hypocrisy on the part of the federal government and people who are against Michael Vick, because how can you condone deer hunting? How can you condone duck hunting? And yet you somehow think that what he did, I got an email yesterday from someone who said, well, it was only six dogs over a seven-year period or seven dogs over a six-year period. I don't understand this. This person deserves to go to prison for this? There is a real disconnect here, and unfortunately the disconnect is also very much along racial lines. The intractability of race in this story and the inability of people to really see the inhumanity of these charges, it has been very astonishing to me.
Well, let me put the racial question to you as bluntly as they ask it around water coolers. Would this happen to a white quarterback?
I think so. I think the reaction is where the racial questions come in. I don't think the facts are. I think that if anybody did this, that the response would be the same, because there is something in the national vein against cruelty to animals, dogs especially. It's a cultural thing. And I don't think that there's a racial element to it in terms of the facts. I think that when people think about, well, okay, are we targeting this person because he's African-American, and would there be more dispensation if he were white? I think those are the questions that are much more racial. I think that if anybody did this and the federal government went to their property and found what they found on Mike Vick's property, I think the response from a judiciary standpoint would be the same.
Howard Bryant, thank you.
Thank you.